This is the Shofar Wire Evening Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the restoration report. The nations are adrift, lost in a sea of manufactured time. They cling to calendars born of vanity, of Babylon, of Rome, calendars that deliberately obscure the true rhythm of Yahuwah's creation. This isn't a minor theological disagreement, friends. It's a declaration of allegiance, a choice between the creator of time and the kingdoms that seek to usurp his authority. We see the echoes of Edom in this, a relentless attempt to sever us from the very fabric of his covenant. They offer a counterfeit peace, a stability built on the shifting sands of debt and deception. Obadiah spoke of their pride, their arrogance, and it rings true even now in the halls of power and the digital currents that bind the world. They negotiate, they posture, they speak of solutions while actively fueling the flames of conflict. This is the way of Edom, deceit woven into the very structure of their dominion. They cannot grasp a timekeeping system rooted in the celestial order because their loyalty lies elsewhere. Their iron currency, their digital control, these are simply modern expressions of an ancient hostility. But Yahuwah has not abandoned his people. He has preserved a remnant, a seed that remembers the ancient paths, the true reckoning of time. The Enochian calendar, rooted in the sun, the moon, and the immutable stars, is a restoration of that original order. It's a reclaiming of Yahuwah's appointed times, the modem, the rehearsals of redemption. This isn't about rejecting progress, it's about rejecting the false narratives imposed upon us. It's about aligning ourselves with the Creator's design, not the dictates of a dying empire. And this restoration extends beyond mere calendrical reform. It's a reawakening of covenant identity. Israel, scattered across the nations for generations, is stirring. The veil is lifting, and the scales are falling from eyes long accustomed to darkness. They are beginning to understand that the true inheritance isn't land or political power, but a relationship with the Most High, a remembrance of His laws, and a commitment to His ways. Consider the nations surrounding us. Look to the east, to the rising power of Turkey. Yeshekel foretold of nations gathering in the latter days, a coalition of forces arrayed against Israel. And what do we see? Turkey, strategically positioned, exerting increasing influence, becoming a gateway for Edomite control. They speak of regional stability, of economic partnership, but their actions betray their true intentions. It's a subtle shift, a tightening of the noose, but the watchman sees it clearly. This isn't about isolated geopolitical maneuvering. It's a fulfillment of ancient prophecy. This rising tide, this Edomite flood, as Yahal described it, is manifesting in new and insidious ways. The control isn't simply military or political anymore. It's financial. It's digital. The push for a global digital currency, a cashless society, this is the ultimate expression of Edom's dominion. A system where every transaction is monitored, every movement tracked, every act of defiance suppressed. They seek to control not just our actions, but our very thoughts. Malachi spoke of a day when the fathers would be turned against their sons, and the sons against their fathers. We see that division playing out now in the fractured societies across the globe. The erosion of traditional values, the promotion of moral relativism, the deliberate sowing of discord, these are the tactics of a people desperate to maintain their grip on power. They understand that a united Israel, grounded in covenant truth, is their greatest threat. But Yahuwah is not powerless. He is actively working to restore what has been broken, to rebuild what has been scattered. Devarim 30 promises a return from captivity, a gathering of the exiled from the farthest reaches of the earth. This isn't a promise of instant utopia, but a process of restoration, a gradual awakening of the heart. It requires repentance, a turning away from the ways of the nations, and a renewed commitment to the covenant. The echoes of Edom are growing louder, the pressures are intensifying, but we must not be afraid. We must stand firm in our faith, rooted in the truth of the Tanakh and unwavering in our allegiance to Yahuwah. The time for compromise is over. The time for restoration is now. Remember the appointed times, reclaim the ancient paths, and watch, for the day of Yahuwah is at hand. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.